All right, so we just saw Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. And what did you think of it, Vivian?
I thought it was pretty well done. The characters are pretty funny. They all had their own little personalities. And it was just good to see how the storyline was developing.
Yeah. First of all, what is going on between Ron and Hermione Granger? Right? Hermione Granger, she is like the whole package. Right? She's like good-looking, intelligent, caring, and he goes with the frickin' the airhead in this movie. It's really very disappointing.
I definitely agree.
There are moments in this film that are pure cinema. Like, really, really beautiful moments. Like, when he's... it's a beautiful film overall, but I just love when he's, like, looking at the Dumbledore's memories. And the water effect and how the water becomes the memory, it just is so beautiful. Like, I don't even know how they did it, like how they made it look like that. It looks really, really nice. And what did you think of the ending? Obviously, we all know what happens at the end. I thought it was pretty well done. I was pretty shocked. It came all of a sudden. I was pretty shocked. But I didn't like the fact that Draco felt like a really underdeveloped character in the movies to me. I don't know if you got that impression, because I don't really get a sense of what Draco is feeling or thinking or why he's doing what he's doing.
No, I totally agree. I feel like they could have developed that more and kind of given more background as to why he was trying to transport people from one of the shops into the...
It's just like there's so much build up. There was like they spent like 10 minutes on that one thing, and they didn't really explain why it was significant. Like, it just wasn't. And there was also other points in the story where I was like, I was confused. I was like, why is this happening? Why did this happen? It's hard to get it if you haven't read the books. As movies themselves, I think they don't work as well as I would like, but they're still really pleasant to watch, and they have really effective moments in it, and they're beautiful. I thought that the part of the film where Dumbledore was hunting for the Horcrux, is it? Horcrux? Whatever. I don't know. I don't know. That was kind of weird to me. I didn't think it was that effective. Like, I was just like, why is he doing this? Like... Why is he drinking this stuff? It just didn't... I don't know.
Didn't connect too well.
Yeah, I think... But it has one of the most effective jump scares...
That
I've seen this year. So that was good. But everything else is just like... Why is this happening? Like, I don't... Just the pacing of the movie seemed a little bit off to me. But, okay, but what? Tell me more about what you liked about them.
I just really liked how they had all the characters just be themselves and had little witty lines that made the audience laugh.
Right, like the whole relationship with Ron and that... What was that girl's name? I don't know.
Not her name, actually.
She was Lavender? Yeah, she had no personality. But yeah, there was a lot of humor in this movie, and I did enjoy that. And it was a lot of humor... Ooh, I almost spilled my drink there. There's a lot of humor that I wouldn't have gotten if I hadn't watched all five of the movies before now, so I'm grateful to having done that.
I actually really liked the scene where they had Dumbledore and Harry. They were standing in the middle of the pool of water when they're trying to look for that third Horcrux, and Dumbledore basically comes up and is able to grab the wand after drinking down the whole liquid.
Oh yeah, that was so cool.
And being able to setting the water on fire. It kind of looked like something biblical, right? Like,
yes.
The Red Sea parting, except it was all flames instead of water.
That was awesome.
It was amazing.
That was an awesome moment in the movie. Again, I really enjoyed that part, but the build up to it, I was just kind of like, it just happened a little bit all of a sudden. Another thing, Snape, right? Like, the whole series, he's been like, theoretically, I mean, he's been really creepy, but he's been a good guy. And then all of a sudden, like right at the beginning of the movie, it's just like, oh, he's bad, and like there's no build up or anything. It just seemed a little bit all of a sudden. Is that how it happens in the books, or?
In the bus, but I feel like it
kind of
builds up to
it builds it, like in this.
He's always kind of shady, so you're always like, is he good or is he bad?
Right, and in this movie, like, until now, he's been good, and then the first time you see him in this movie, he's bad.